Hello, everyone, and welcome to Christ's Blessing for this lovely February day, the 21st, 2016. For me, it's just a blessing to be here and a joy to be with you. I always look forward to what Yeshua might have in mind for the day, and the funny thing is he never tells me ahead of time. No matter how much I practice or think about what's on my mind, he always comes up with some embellishments or changes or something that he has taken from the hearts of those who are here or the needs of those who will receive. So we all look forward to this together, and it's no more a surprise to you than it is to me. I would love to. We are on a Q&A mode now, which means you can star 6, press 1, and be on the call board. While we're waiting for more people to get here, let's have a conversation. Let's hear from someone who would like to ask for a blessing or make a comment. Here we go. From area code 831, and you're on.
Hi there. I was just at church this morning, and a friend of mine is having trouble finding an apartment in the Carmel, California area. And he's older, and he's going through quite a bit with the people that own the building that are selling it where he is now. So I trust him in Yeshua. And all of you callers to say a little prayer or a big prayer for Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
We certainly will.
Thanks. And I love and care for you and your message so much, Glenda, and Yeshua certainly picked the right person.
But oh, you're so sweet to say that. Well, he certainly picked a person who loves doing what she does.
Right.
And, you know, doing what we love is a really big part of doing the right thing and being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And we have, thank you so much, and we will remember Bob. Okay, we have a caller from area code 201, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. You know, I have to tell you that last week, this is Susan Rabinowitz.
Hi, Susan.
You know, I was so upset about my friend's mother, but, you know, she went down to Florida 3 days later, and she said, you're not going to believe it. That woman was bedridden for 7 days in deplorable condition, and she said she, when she came down there, because she lives in Jersey like I do, and she was in Florida to you know, to kind of straighten things out, she said that woman was moving around with her walker and did, you know, was washing her clothing. I said, oh, my God, that prayer must have really worked, so I just want to thank all of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and yes, it does work like that. You know, all we have to do is be open. The thing that blocks our blessings most of the time is simply this. Okay. No, I'm going to save that for the, I'm going to save that for the lesson. The big answer I'm going to save, but the small answer is we have to be open to letting things change for the better. So many times we want things to be better, but we want them to be better without us having to change. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You know, we want to stay in our little mold, of our little comfortable chair, the little mold of life the way it is right now, but we want that mold to be better. And so what we're doing is we're seeking blessings for our condition instead of blessings for ourself. When you get the difference on that, you're ready to have miracles happen.
Mm. Well, I just wanted to thank you, and I couldn't believe it when she told me that.
Oh, I can. I can.
Wow.
It happens
wow.
all the time. And but thanks for sharing. That's great. We have Mildred on. Hi, Mildred. Your line is open.
Hello, my name is Mildred. I have two questions. My first question is I'd like some prayer for my son. He'll be 23 this May, and he's on a wayward path. I mean, I had a lot of difficulty with him. I had to put him out. He's safe, but I'm just worried about the decisions that he's making and I asked for prayer for him.
What is his name?
His name is Solomon.
Solomon, okay.
Yes. Can I ask my second question? Or
you sure can.
Yes, I also asked prayer for a friend of mine that I have not seen in a while. It was approaching a romantic relationship, and he's going through a lot of legal trouble. So I pray that it will, I guess it will resolve in his favor, and that he and I can continue.
Oh, how lovely! Yes, we will. We will see him above and beyond that condition, okay?
Yes.
That sounds like a wonderful prospect for both of you.
Yes, I hope so. And for my son also. I worry a lot about him. He's making a lot of bad decisions. To put it bluntly, he was, and I think he still may be involved in some illegal activity with email, with fraud. I noticed him doing some things. He started early. I mean, he started like late in his teen years, and there was a lot of trouble. The energy in the house was very, very heavy, very difficult, so I had to put him out. But what I'm trying to say is he doesn't want to work an honest living. He'd rather make fast money, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. That's the biggest problem that he's having now.
Okay. We'll hold Solomon in our hearts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Jenny, hi. I see you're on the line. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Jenny. I wanted to let you know that I'm not sure the recording is started. So before you...
It does say it's on.
Huh. Okay. Well, when you call in, apparently it's not... noting that, so maybe.
Okay. It was on, Jenny.
Okay. It must be different. All right, thanks, Glenda.
But anyway, thanks for being alert. We need to make sure we're getting a good recording. Okay, let's see. Let me just go through the call board, see who else is here. I think there was one other person I was noticing. Yes.
Hello,
it's Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Glenda. This is Ari Moshe.
Oh, Ari. Okay.
Hi. I would like to ask for prayers for two people. The first is my dear nephew, Jacob. And I just ask for prayers for healing and guidance as he matures into his teen years, that he is protected and he feels loved and safe, and that his growth is in well-being, and that he's guided in a good way. And the other is for my dear friend Robin, who is suffering with many sleepless nights, and I just ask for her health and well-being and her happiness and her wholeness, and that she can know how whole and beautiful she is and to really live that and share that with the world.
Oh, that's so sweet. And, of course, her blessings will begin with your love. And I've got her name written down, so we will take her into the prayers and the blessings today. And what a sweet friend she has to remember her in your prayers. Okay, I think we've got a clean slate coming up here, and I don't see any more people coming on the call board. So I'm just going to get started with this message because it's a very, very important message. It came up as part of my preparation for the webinar that we're having later today. When I was following some of the teachings that Yeshua had given me about our rights and freedoms and our ability to be blessed within the conditions of our life. And one of the things that really struck a chord with me is how much when we pray or when we apply efforts to life, we are trying to make the conditions of our life better. And, you know, that's understandable to a certain degree. For example, if the roof is leaking, we want to patch the roof. We don't want leaky roofs. We don't want to deal with water on the floor. If we have a headache, we either want to take a nap or an aspirin or put a cold towel on our head. Sure, it's only natural for us to want to make the conditions of our life more pleasant, more endurable, and more workable. And I think that part of our creative contribution to living is, in fact, to work together with others in community to make all the conditions that we share better and more beneficial for one another. On the other hand, and there's a big other hand here, and that is that sometimes we find that the conditions are just not open to change at the moment. I think we've all run into that from time to time when either there's no money to fix the car, or there's no money or no time to do something else we really wanted to do to fix another condition. We find that we have found ourselves into an employment situation that just is not compatible with our highest and best interest, but we're stuck with it for a while because we need the income. See, there could be a lot of things where changing the condition is just not the answer. But we still put all of our effort on the condition. And we feel very frustrated and very overcome by the fact that we can't change that condition. Well, it's at times like this we have to realize that our whole life, in many ways, is a dialogue between ourself and the condition we're in. Just as Yeshua said, I am in the world, but not of the world. He reminded us in so many different ways that we are passengers on this ship called planet Earth. We have a ticket to be here for a while. We've got a window view so that we can see life passing by. We've got an opportunity to get on and off the bus to make contributions and get back on. And life does move on. One of the things we have to remember, though, is that we and the condition are not one and the same. There are points at which we are harmonious with our conditions, and then there are points at which we may have to admit that we inherited a certain condition because of consequences. Maybe something we did harmful or neglectful, and now we've got to do some repairs. Maybe we let the roof go too long without fixing it, and now we got to go fix it. So sometimes there's a correlation that's not so good, but it still is part of our duty. Sometimes there's great harmony between ourselves and our condition. And then there are times when we need to just look at that condition and say, I think its usefulness in my life has passed. And at that moment, we want to no longer be praying for the condition. We want to be praying for ourselves or the others in our life who need prayers in distinction from their condition. Many, many times I have indicated to people who would ask for a prayer for their flu or their cancer or their arthritis. And I have to remind them that it's not your arthritis. It's a condition of arthritis that you've momentarily coincided with. You are simply you. You are who you are. So let's refer to that correctly and say, there's a condition of arthritis I'm dealing with. Can you offer a blessing from Christ that will help me either live with that condition, improve that condition, or get beyond that condition? And then I say, well, sure. That's, sometimes it really, really matters how we phrase our words, how we look at the blessings and the prayers we seek. And one of the reasons we have to do that is because you and I, as children of God, were created in stillness, in a kind of eternal union with God that is as it always is. But life flows around us. It just flows. Have you ever noticed that about the only constant in life is change? Well, there's something even bigger than change, and that's movement. I'll give you an analogy. If you know anything about the sea, I can't really say that I'm a seaworthy person, but I've been around it enough with observations to see that there is something very different between the waves on the ocean and the swells on the ocean that move the great body of water from a deeper level. There are these great swells that move in enormous patterns. And then on top of that, there are the little waves that peak and peak and peak. Well, the waves are like change that happens in life. The waves are like the weather from day to day, which could be sunny one day, raining the next. The swells on the water are like the seasons that will last 3 months. And they will come in with a great sense of movement because they happen because the whole turn of the earth in relation to the sun is a great and significant movement. It changes the light. It changes the hours of the day. It changes the thermal connection between the earth and the sun. It changes the migration of animals. It changes the sap in the trees. Everything is changed by this great movement. Now, in our life, there are also great movements that happen, and there are changes that happen. I'm going to give you just a quiet moment here. Let's just meditate, and I want you to go inside and look at some of the great movements. I can tell you one, those of you who are parents, or been parents or grandparents, or to be expectant parents, once you have children in your life, my friends, that's a movement. That's big. Everything changes with it. But now inside that movement, there are good days and wonderful days and some challenging days and some rough days. And some days the kids get sick and some days they win a championship, either on the athletic field or in the spelling bee. So inside the great movements, there are changes. We get used to these changes. We expect them. And we get to where we deal with these changes in a very, very specific way. And we think that by handling change, we're going to handle our life and make it all better. But what we're forgetting is that there are great movements in life that will happen. We will move through the eras of our life from childhood to adolescence, adulthood, extended middle adulthood, then our golden years and our senior years, and then our years where we get ready for passage on to something greater and higher. These are the great movements of life. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is because I'm trying to create a wonderful panorama in which I'm going to say what I want to say, is that these movements take care of themselves, my friends. They are what they are. But inside these movements, you have the right to be blessed. You have the right to the fullness of life. You have a right to make free choices, to seek all the blessings that life can bring you, and to share them with your friends and your family. You have the right to more understanding, more revelations, more information on how to have a better life. And this is what I focus my blessings on, to you. It's to you. And this is what Yeshua always focused on in his blessings. He wasn't concerned about the conditions. He was concerned about the people who were living inside the conditions. In fact, he went so far as to say many times, you're going to keep on having these conditions for a while. Don't look for heaven there. Look for the kingdom of heaven inside yourself. Now, that didn't mean that inside yourself, you're all of a sudden going to bring down to this earth paradise with flowering trees and abundant fruit and warm water to wade in and share heavenly experiences of fragrant bliss. No, what he meant by that is that all the answers come from within you. And those answers come from inside you. You are the one that he came to bless. He didn't come to bless the conditions. People who have discovered this are the ones who live heroic, miraculous lives, who change the world for everyone. He said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and then everything else shall be given to you. And not only to you, but to everyone else because of you, through you. It starts there. That's where it starts, my friend, is being in this amazing heavenly place inside. And even if the world outside feels like hell, be there anyway. Feel the bliss in your heart. Love the love that you are. And allow yourself to discover from the inside out that you are not a prisoner of those conditions. You have the ability to be the love that you are, no matter what. And I think this is why Yeshua had to go through what he went through in the last day of his life, in order to show to all of us, it doesn't matter what condition you're in. You're still a child of God. You are still an immortal soul. You are still perfect. And from discovering that perfection, everything in you can be made whole. Now, one more thing I want to say about that, which I've been really, really working on lately as I've been writing the blessing book. And that has to do with the grand movements, just as I described to you, the difference between change and the grand movements. There are some grand movements happening in the world today. And on top of those grand movements, there are a lot of changes, some of which are good, some of which are very troublesome to us. But the grand movements overall are movements of God. They're movements that carry humanity forward into a whole new epoch or era of life. These grand movements stimulate inside us the desire to be whole and to be made whole. And that's how Yeshua heals you. He doesn't go in and fix a headache. He doesn't go in and just fix an ulcer or fix a particular problem in your life. What he does is he infuses your life with a spirit of wholeness. And then wholeness does the healing. Every hurt you have is just an outer manifestation of wholeness that has been broken. Every single one traces back to some kind of wholeness that has been broken. And his desire is to restore the wholeness. Now, this is why he refers to the Spirit of God as the Holy Spirit. And it's actually a play on words, if you will. It means holy in the sense of H-O-L-Y, sacred, sublime, awesome, to be revered. It also means holy as in whole, W-H-O-L-E. As he would say so many times after he would offer a miraculous healing to someone, he would say, your faith has made you whole. So as we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit makes us whole. And in our wholeness, the broken parts are put back together. Sometimes the broken parts mend almost instantly, and other times it takes days. Sometimes it takes other experience of increasing our faith by seeing even more so that, yes, we are a whole person, and even though we once were broken, we can be whole again. Sometimes we need a little more encouragement. And that's why I encourage you to come back to the blessing over and over again. Hear the words of encouragement, of faith, and hope. And allow yourself to become a little more whole every time. The more whole you become, the more powerful the Holy Spirit can work in you. The more sublime the love of Christ will work in you. And the more you will be stimulated and inspired to be the love that you are. And that's the miracle of the Christ blessing. So we are right here at the time for the blessing. And I'd just like to take a minute for those of you who are new. This is something that you will receive both passively and actively. There's nothing you will do, but there is much you need to do to be open and just simply allow yourself in faith to receive. You'll just be seated quietly, your legs and your arms uncrossed. The reason for that is because there will be energy flowing through you from heaven to earth and from earth to heaven many, many times. And as it passes through you, it will circulate around your heart. And bless your heart and enliven your heart, because your heart is the center of your unity. As your unity is strengthened, so is your wholeness strengthened. So I would like you to just retire from your mind and your thoughts, especially your worries and your cares. Allow your attention to just simply fall into the area of your heart. Take a deep breath again and again and release it. And just be there. I will say a prayer to Yeshua. When I finished, then I would like you to begin your prayer from within the heart. Pray for wholeness and all the healing that comes from wholeness. Pray for wholeness that it may become the wholeness of others. Pray for love, that your love may become the love that sustains others. Pray for faith, that faith may be your strength unto yourself and unto others. Pray for miracles for yourself, and that your miracles may be a miracle unto others. And with that, I leave you well nurtured in your heart. And I would ask the blessing givers to stand and join me, that we may send the blessings of Christ around the world. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, and the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit of God that permeates and nourishes all creation, the one who brings us wisdom, repair, guidance, and completion and fulfillment, we ask that you be alive within us now, passing through our blessing givers and into each one receiving the grace, the love, the renewal of our Creator, the sweetness and love of Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, and our guide as we walk through life. And thank you, Yeshua, for your love and for just being with each one of us, regardless of our condition. For you do not judge us by our condition. You see us always as being the beloved son or daughter of God, a light into the world. And thank you for your faith in us. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been conveyed. Now go and rest. Keep yourself open. Don't think about anything. Don't even continue your prayers. This is your time to receive the blessings of God, the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. I'm so happy to be with you, and I send my love with you into your week that you may have a wonderful week. And God bless always. Bye-bye.